Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Tony Conway is here too, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad he's here too because he is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. This guy's been in the business of making people happy and making them happy through by making their customers happy. He's been doing that for a long time. He's in the catering business now, but that's what he's been doing since he's started his own business a number of years ago. And he is the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce Small Business Person of the Year. Tony Conway, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on being recognized by the Metro Atlanta Chamber.
Well, thank you. It's an honor, and was amongst a great group of people that had been nominated for this, so it's quite an honor.
Now, how long have you been a small business owner?
11 years.
Before that, you worked for some time in the food business, but mostly in hotels and the ballrooms, that sort of thing, right?
I did. I started my career when I was 14 years old with some part-time jobs in the Holiday Inn industry.
Yeah.
And grew up into the Marriott Hotels and Stouffer Hotels, and then Ritz-Carlton brought me to Atlanta. So I spent about 20 years in the hotel business.
And so you were doing that for other people, you as an employee?
Yes, sir.
And what made you think that you, I mean, was the entrepreneurial sap rising in your bark, or what, did you get fired, or you know there are all kinds of reasons why people decide to become a small business owner. What was yours?
Well, I'll tell you, in the work that I was doing and the role as director of catering and conference services, the nice thing about that role in many hotels is you are a small business owner. There, you're mm-hmm. given a small company to run while everyone else is running the rest of the hotel. Budgets and everything, pardon me. Yes, and so I always had it in me. Started, like I said, very young age, getting out there and getting into the business. But after about 20 years, I just felt I needed to branch out and get into some of the different venues to work in, be a bit more creative, maybe branch out of the country as well, and so I took that leap.
Right. And so, what was the moment when you said, you know what, this is what I'm going to do?
The reason
I ask you that, Tony, there are millions of people out there who are at that point right now. They work for somebody else, and they want their own business. They want to be working for themselves, and they're trying to decide, what does it feel like when the moment happens?
You know, Jim, I'll tell you, I had planned for it for about 3 years. I put together some money and started saving. I started putting together business plans of what I wanted to do. But the moment happened when the Atlanta community hosted the 96 Olympics. And
right.
Sitting in the opening ceremonies and sitting in the closing ceremonies in between working during that time, I just felt these were some spectacular events that I needed to get out and become a part of, and that was the moment. And
mm-hmm.
I said, you know, if I don't try it now, I'm never going to try it, and what's the worst thing that happened? I can go back to what I was doing, which I loved as well. I loved the hotel business.
Mm-hmm.
But I just said, you know, this is what I want to go and do. I want to entertain these hundreds of thousands of people at an event like this, and I
now,
can't do that.
One of the things that you just said, folks, I hope you picked up on that, because I asked Tony for the moment, but what he talked about was a 3-year period. The point I'm making here, Tony, you've done a great job in helping my audience understand that you don't just wake up one morning and say, okay, before the end of the day, I'm going to be a business owner. You spent 3 years thinking about it, planning it, talking about it, saving for it, and so that when the moment did happen, You were prepared.
I was ready to go. And again, I really did keep in the back of my mind, you know, let's try this. Let's see if this can work. And if it doesn't, if you fail, don't worry about that. Yeah, you know, if you leave on good terms with what you're doing, you can always go back and do that. Or you can start back over and try it again. And I'm a firm believer of that. I'm a big risk taker.
Now, that's the thing. That's another thing that's very important. Is you were aware of the risks. You were aware of the cost of failure, and you had an idea for what would happen if you did fail.
Absolutely.
How you would recover from that.
I put all the pros and cons. There seemed to have been more cons than pros, but but you know, there was just that desire to go and do it. And as long as I took those cons and I said, well, if that happened, this is what would happen. And I just took the time and spelled all that out.
Well, you can't wait till everything's perfect, because it never will be.
It never will be. That's right. And it never has been. There have been times that I still
wait a minute.
Wonder.
Whoa, Tony. No, come on. Are you saying that being a business owner isn't like a bowl of cherries?
Oh yeah, big bowl of cherries. a basket.
Every cherry has a pit, doesn't it?
That is exactly right, Jim.
No, it's.
But I tell you what, I would not, and you've probably heard this a million times as well. I wish I'd have done it when I was 20. I wouldn't do it any different now. But
yeah.
You know what? I'm just as happy that I did it after 20 years in the corporate world. So.
Well, 11 years, I think you're going to make it, and I'm pretty happy.
Thank you.
I'm congratulations on that, and of course you're being recognized. And this isn't the first recognition you've gotten. We'll talk about that a little bit, in just a little bit. What is different about being in business today than 11 years ago?
Well, I have a little bit more knowledge. I'm surrounded by a much larger staff that
you got your team together.
The team is together, who all knows much more than I do. And I surround myself with that team. But, you know, starting off, it was me and a couple of people and, mm-hmm. you know, constantly trying to figure out now what, now what, now what. And then, of course, we had that one moment that just blasted us into business a little bit quicker probably than some others, which we were fortunate with. But
what was that? What was that, Tony?
I had a friend in our industry, in the event industry, who called me up and said, I heard that you started your business. I'm bringing an 1,800 person event to Atlanta, and would like to know if you'd like to take care of that.
Wow! Hold on to that thought, folks. He was ready. He was ready when the moment happened, though, folks, because he'd been planning for 3 years. 3 years. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with the award-winning small business owner, Tony Conway.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Welcome back. A little Van Morrison bringing us back one of my favorite songs, Little Moon Dance. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and very excited to be continuing our visit with award-winning small business owner Tony Conway. The Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce recognized him recently as the Small Business Person of the Year. Very happy to be able to talk to Tony and introduce him to you. Tony is the owner, the founder of A Legendary Event, which is the primo catering firm in the Atlanta area. And Tony, you got big customers and little customers, don't you?
I do. I have, and I say big and little, meaning number of parties that we do for them, small size, large size parties.
What's the smallest party you would do?
Probably two people has been the smallest that I've done.
That's pretty small.
That's pretty small.
That's about my size,
Tony.
It was
very important.
It was very important, huh?
It was a very important party.
So, and the largest, what's the largest you could do?
I think the largest that I've ever done is about 10,000.
No, okay. So, but we really don't know how big you could do, right?
Because that's correct. The sky's the limit.
We need to get you over and let you do the catering for the Beijing Olympics, right?
that would be perfect.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? What have you learned about managing people in the 11 years you've been in business?
You know, I've learned to listen to managing my team. First, I listen to them. I definitely surround myself with people who are smarter, who can bring a bigger piece of the pie to the table than what we already have. Someone as well who wants to learn. If they know it all, then I'm afraid they're going to become a little bit disillusioned and mm-hmm. maybe become a little bored. So I look for people who continue to want to learn, and those that want to take the chances that we do in the company. So,
learning is a lifelong activity, isn't it?
It is. I wake up
no matter
every
who we
morning.
Are.
I wake up every morning loving to go what I do what I do, yeah. and what I'm going to learn today.
What have you learned about managing the younger generations? Because you told me you have 50 managers,
right,
and 200 part-time employees.
You know, my younger managers, first of all, they are very smart. The other thing is they do things very quick. They have ways of finding solutions just faster than I do. I think they are much more technical than I am and whatever. The interesting mm-hmm. thing I have found about my younger managers is maybe working with them to understand, in my business at least, we're a people business, and it's about personalities and building that trust with the customer, because the customer wants to do something with somebody that they trust. They're getting ready to entertain hundreds of people, and they want to know that they trust the person they're with. So
mm-hmm.
That part has been something that's been both fun and challenging with our young group. But at the same time, I love to go to them and say, how can we find this, or what do we do this? And I have it instantly.
Right.
They are just a wealth of knowledge. So,
folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check them out when you get a chance. Tony, I'd like for you to give us your website right now, please.
My website is www.alegendaryevent.com.
Alegendaryevent.com.
Yes.
And the Metro Chamber website, you happen to know it?
The chamber is www.atlantachamberofcommerce.org.
.org, okay, sounds good. What about the cost of food? I mean, your business is putting food on the table. In its simplest form, basically you're putting food in front of folks. What is the higher price of food? How has that impacted your pricing and your ability to be competitive?
Fortunately, a few years back, we did go into some programs with some of our suppliers where we locked in food pricing for a particular number of months.
You've been hedging?
6 months. Absolutely. And
good for you.
So we would, because we plan 2 to 3 to 6 months out with our customers, we've got to make sure they get the food price that they want, as opposed to walking into a restaurant where you're just looking at a mm-hmm. menu. So that has helped us quite a bit.
Well, especially since you're probably talking to people today who are going to want you to contract with them for something you're going to do a year from now.
That is correct. Or 2 years.
You've got to be able to control those costs. I mean, you can't have tomatoes going through the roof between now and the next 12 months.
That's right. So we do give some leeway in there. We work some percentages in there, but our chefs, our culinary team, our purchasing team has done an amazing job with that.
Right. That's very interesting. Tony, talk to us about giving back to the community. I know you do a lot of that.
Well, it's a passion of mine. I feel that in two ways in our business, in the event business, many people in the community are doing an event to try to raise money for what they're doing. So if I can step in and offer my talents, maybe offer some of our services to help them offset that cost, we do that in one way. I as well get involved in particular boards of directors that I feel I can make a difference on and not just sit on that board. My name mm-hmm. doesn't mean anything. And that I can gain from them some knowledge. It's a two-way street.
How important do you think it is for small business owners to give back to their communities?
It's extremely important. And, you know, especially as you're a new small business, maybe the client base isn't there, et cetera, you do have some time you can give back. That time that you give back to the community, you never know where that next client is.
Right.
When I started, I worked with CEOs and business owners. And
it's a best practice. It's a best practice, isn't it? How important is it to be a member of your Chamber of Commerce?
Extremely, extremely important.
How long have you been a member of the Metro Chamber?
7 years now.
Yeah, good for you. Well done. I'm in my 31st year as a member of a Chamber of Commerce.
Excellent.
So I believe in them. Hey, thanks you, Tony, for being here. Congratulations on being the Metro Chamber, Atlanta Chamber Small Business Person of the Year.
And thank you, Jim, for all you bring to us.
Thanks a lot. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.